Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
58% of people surveyed said that they want cash for Christmas. One person texted us on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talking text line, said, put me in that 58% because cash is king. Somebody else says, don't buy me anything for Christmas. If I want it, I already have it. And if I don't have it, I can't afford it, and neither can you. Wow. Okay. Jeff Palermo is with us here on WWL. Every college football team wants to be talking about getting a playoff berth for Christmas. Didn't happen this year for LSU. So they got invited to a bowl, and they actually accepted their invitation. While a lot of teams not making the field of 12, like Notre Dame and Auburn, turned down bowl invitations that weren't to the playoffs. Morning, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing, Dave? I really don't know what the future of bowls are. You know, there's still a ton of them out there, and there are still a lot of willing participants. Certainly looks to me like a bad look for Notre Dame. I think I can understand it for Auburn, especially for these schools that are in these huge transitions where you're getting a new coach, and obviously LSU is in that situation, and then you get a whole bunch of players opting out, and it's just this huge transition. I saw Iowa State. I don't think they're going to a bowl game. They just lost their head coach to Matt Campbell. We had a team last year that was in the Independence Bowl that actually accepted the bid and then looked around like 3 days later and said, wait a minute, we don't have a team to field. And so then they backed out. So, and I wouldn't be surprised if we saw kind of a similar situation again this year. If somebody accepted a bid and then a week into it figured, you know what, we can't do it. But
it's an interesting conversation on whether or not, you know, what does LSU really stand to gain from playing in the Texas Bowl against Houston? What is the benefit? I mean, obviously they get a check, that they get paid to play in the game, and that's good for the university and for the program. But you wonder how many players will opt out and not because risk getting injured in what is really a meaningless game. Is Garrett Nussmeier even going to be available? Has he declared that he does not want to play in the bowl game? Not that they would play him anyway, it doesn't look like. But is he available to the Tigers?
Well, I would think he would be close to 100% healthy, but he may want to just sit out at this point. I think for a chance to – here's where I think that there are good things to it. There are guys on this roster that will get a chance to at least show Lane Kiffin something. You know, I think of a guy like Kalaj Cobbins from Destrehan, who's a defensive lineman that, you know, hasn't played all year, gets an opportunity. You know, guys like that kind of deep on the roster, because you could play in the bowl game and it doesn't impact whether that's, you're going to lose your redshirt season or anything. It's basically a free game. Now, there would be a lot more of an intrigue in there in this game if you had the quarterback that was going to be the starting quarterback for LSU the following season playing in this game. That's what you had a couple of years ago when Garrett Nussmeier got his first start in that bowl game against Wisconsin over in Florida. Jaden Daniels didn't play in the bowl game. Garrett Nussmeier got a start. And I thought, hey, okay, here you go. You get to see kind of what the future is going to look like. And Nussmeier leads LSU down on a last-minute drive or last-couple-minute drive, late fourth-quarter drive, and they win it. And okay, off you go into the offseason with that kind of good feeling. But
not this.
I don't think you're going to have that this situation because I don't think Michael Van Buren is your answer for next season.
Well, when we come back, I will ask you then, who is the answer at quarterback for LSU next season? And Jeff is laughing because that is a difficult thing to predict at this point. And there are many questions about who that person could be. Now with Lane Kiffin coming in as the head coach, who, by the way, will not coach in the Texas Bowl against Willie Fritz, former Tulane coach, who is now the Houston coach. So we have an interim coach. We have the guy who's not going to be the quarterback for the Tigers next year, playing in a meaningless bowl game, but hey, it's a fun road trip to Houston, so hopefully a lot of LSU fans go enjoy it. And hey, it's bonus Lanyap football. But when we come back, we will get serious and talk about who could be LSU's quarterback next season under Lane Kiffin as the new head coach. He's Jeff Palermo. I'm Dave Cohen. We're back after this check on WWL Traffic. LSU plays the Saturday after Christmas in the Texas Bowl against Houston in Houston. Well, we'll see what happens. They are 3-point underdogs in really what is a meaningless game with an interim coach and a quarterback who won't be there, probably starting for them next season. So, Jeff, that raises the question. Jeff Palermo, WWL.com, LSU columnist on the live line with us. What are the options for LSU at quarterback next season?
Well, a lot of the speculation at this point, Dave, is that maybe Trinidad Chambliss, who's the starting quarterback at Ole Miss, he's got to petition the NCAA to get another season. But there's a good chance that he would because of his previous eligibility he played on the junior college level and Diego Pavia got an extra year. So Trinidad Chambliss with Diego Pavia, the quarterback for Vanderbilt, who's most likely going to be a Heisman finalist. The belief is that Chambliss is going to get another year of eligibility and potentially come down to LSU
to join Lane Kiffin.
So
instead of going into the NFL.
Yes. And he probably is a guy that could use maybe another season. I don't think he's very high up on the draft boards right now in the NFL. I mean, he just kind of came out of nowhere this season to lead Ole Miss to an 11-1 season and a berth in the college football playoff. But there's going to be other options out there.
If not him, then who?
Yeah, then it's, you're going to have, a bunch of guys in the transfer portal. And I think they're going to look at the LSU opportunity as a very attractive place to come. And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And so I think Lane's going to have his pick. Now, granted, the transfer portal, some of it is kind of discount shopping, right? Some of these guys were guys that couldn't win a
bargain
job somewhere else or for whatever reason. You're not going to necessarily get a ready-made guy. But Lane has shown that he can develop quarterbacks, but they're very thin in that quarterback room right now, Dave. I mean, it's Garrett Nussmeier who's moving on. It's Michael Van Buren who could be moving on, who has said he wants to stay. But you know, he'll have to fight for a starting spot if he does stay. Colin Hurley left the team late in the season for personal reasons. So that's it. That's all your scholarship quarterbacks. And then you got Emil Piccarella, who is a walk-on quarterback from University High in Baton Rouge.
And they did recruit some other guys. Yeah, Juwan Johnson won. They recruited him at quarterback, but now he's playing tight end.
Running back.
Okay.
He's playing running back for him. So
He broke almost every high school record at quarterback. Why is he not a quarterback for LSU?
Well, he's exceptional with the football in his hands. He's a little bit on the smaller side as far as a quarterback. I always, in my time watching him as a high school football quarterback, his motion was a little long and stuff like that. He wasn't your prototypical guy. Now, they went into last spring working with him at the quarterback position, and then when you lost Trey Holly due to his legal circumstances and the charges that he faces back in his hometown in Farmerville, they moved Juwan Johnson back to running back because they needed more depth there. So he's been a guy that's just kind of been searching for a spot to play, and it'll be interesting to see how Lane Kiffin decides to use him.
We only got a few seconds left. If you were putting money on it right now, who would you bet on to be the quarterback for the Tigers next season?
Well, hard to say because the portal doesn't open until January 2nd, but there seems to be some smoke here around this Trinidad Chambliss transferring to LSU. So I think if that's the case, if he does get another year of eligibility, I think there's a good chance he could follow Lane to Baton Rouge.
And if there's smoke, hopefully there's fire, because he would light a fire under this Tiger team. Thank you, Jeff. Yeah. We can read more from Jeff at WWL.com. We're back after the news.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.